All night long, we are going to let you take a closer look and preview, as if they need a preview, but preview the four candidates for the Twine Person of the Year. We will reveal who was named the Person of the Year at the end of the show, and it is time to reveal who the first candidate was.
That I was able to do with this team from Milwaukee, and how Coach Bud say we got to do it again.
The spin move, the finish. Giannis does it again.
Rebound to Giannis. Giannis goes end to end, throws it down with a one hand plunge. Man, he continues to assault the rim.
Sent out of there by Giannis. What a play to start. Here's Giannis down the floor to the rim. Lays it good. 94 feet. Of the Greek.
Booker on the drive, left-handed shot blocked, Antetokounmpo. Shot clock at two, Crowder has to put it up.
Giannis, big steps, down the lane, lays it in. How about this start to the third quarter? 54-53 Bucks.
Mikal Bridges running the floor, shot blocked by Antetokounmpo. Once again, comes out of nowhere and throws it off the backboard. Giannis down the other end, he tags it home.
Three-pointer Giannis, A, B, C.
Milton being defended by Giannis, gets around Giannis, but then Giannis recovers and blocks the shot against the window. Picked up by the Bucks going the other way. Giannis into the front court, head full of steam, attacks inside and throws it down with a one-hand slam and comes away pumping his fists.
Antetokounmpo gets the roll, count it and one. Holiday back on Booker. Antetokounmpo picks him up. Booker's blocked by Antetokounmpo. That's five.
He did it, huh?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, the first of the four candidates for the Twine Person of the Year. Our thanks to Mike Breen, Ted Davis, and Dave Kane with the calls there. But as if anybody needs to know what it was Giannis did to be placed on this list. Signed a contract extension to remain in Milwaukee within the last year here. Did that. We just moved past the one-year anniversary. It was December 15th where Giannis did that. Put up another MVP-worthy season in terms of his numbers, very on par with what he did in the previous two seasons, where he was the back-to-back MVP in the league, was a dominant force throughout the playoffs, completely dominating when he was on the court against the Miami Heat for the first half of that series against the Atlanta Hawks before that gruesome knee injury, and then miraculously makes his return to the floor where he put up his best performance yet against the Phoenix Suns, including Game 6. Five blocked shots that you heard there and 50 points scored to give the Bucks their first championship in 50 years. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a finalist for the Twine Person of the Year 2021. Three more candidates to get you familiar with, and time to hear from you on this show as well. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Some more health and safety protocols to break down. And a lot of names that have some Bucks ties we're starting to see find new homes because of the hardship exemption. We got all that on the program next. It is Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.
The hardwood homilies continue after this. This is Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Sends his man to the ground, steps up and splashes the three. Ooh, baby, that was nice.
And he sent him sliding like he was going into home base. Holy
cow. He put him on skates.
All right, that is the third time we have heard that highlight since halftime.
And which, counting.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the third time we've heard it. You're going to hear it more, and you cannot hear it enough or see it enough. Jordan Wara was a soul taker on that play, just stealing the soul of Armani Brooks, putting him on skates, and then mocking him on the way down the floor as well. He finished with 18 points as the Bucks beat the Rockets 126-106. I'm just saying, IJS, don't be surprised if you hear that highlight once again tonight. Jordan Wara continuing to impress here, and it was one of the questions that we heard from Coach Budenholzer, asked about Jordan Wara and what he's done. He's got a knack for scoring. He's got a quick trigger. He takes advantage in transition when the defense isn't matched up. And that is I think, what we've seen the most from Jordan Worry. He's getting those quick shots. He's getting those fast break transition baskets where he's doing exactly that, and he's allowing the defense, not allowing the defense, to find him in transition, and he's creating those mismatches. He's got such a fast shot and quick trigger that he's able to take advantage of that. We saw it tonight to the tune of 18 points, but as Coach Budenholzer said, they're even trusting him a little more, putting the ball in his hands and letting him initiate some of the offense. So you're seeing that scoring versatility that Jordan Wara has put on display, and now we're seeing a handful of these games and these performances. Four straight games where he's been in double figures. That is a career high for him. And you think back to last year, 30-plus he has scored before. He did that in the final game of the regular season last year when it was basically a day that the Bucks punted and knew all Brooklyn has to do is win, and they secure the 2 seed. You saw how that game went. All these games tipped off at the same time, but still you could see where things were headed. And the Bucks were pretty comfortable they were going to be third. Jordan Wara started, played heavy minutes, saw it a handful of times last year. But really, in that season finale against the Bulls, it was all going through Jordan Wara, and he scored 34 points. We saw a handful of those other performances where he's in 20 points and double figures in those other games as such. But now you're seeing Jordan Wara do this alongside some key contributors. And guys, I know there's no Giannis, but guys like Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, Jordan Wara is playing a lot of minutes with those guys, with Bobby Portis when he comes back out of the health and safety protocols. We heard from Jordan Wara after the other day what he considers success is when this team is healthy and he's continuing to get minutes. Because that means he has fully earned the trust of Coach Mike Budenholzer. In the postgame press conference from Bud today, you heard a couple of nuggets in there that make it seem like he may not have earned the full trust just yet, but Jordan Wara is earning the trust. And Bud talking about we're even putting the ball in his hands a little bit. He's got this, you know, knack for finding the mismatches, and we trust him as a scorer. Jordan Wara is getting there, so as this team gets healthy, he's going to be another interesting piece to see how does this translate to the Bucks at full strength. And the fascinating thing about this team right now is because of the spot they're in now, and I believe this was the 15th different starting lineup they have played this season, which, believe it or not, is not the most in the NBA, but because of this spot they're in with the injuries, with the health and safety protocols, with the ever-changing lineups, they've had a chance to get extended looks at a lot of guys, play different groupings that in all likelihood you're not going to see again once this team gets healthy, but it hasn't given you a real sense of everything this team is going to be able to do. We saw it for stretches last year where you could play these different types of lineups and play some different minutes and rotations and do things different defensively. We've seen zone quite a bit, and we saw a lot of it tonight. But that's really the only wrinkle you can throw out there just because of the state of the Bucks roster. So once this team gets healthy, and once the rotation is back to where you would expect it to be coming into the season, that's what's going to be the fascinating thing to see. How does Jordan Wara fit into the mix when Giannis is back, when Drew and Chris are playing, with Pat Connaughton out, with Wesley Matthews, who just returned from health and safety protocols, with Bobby Portis out there? How does Drew Holiday, or how does Jordan Wara, beg your pardon, translate to all of that? That is one of a handful of things that we can point to and say, man, when the Bucks are full strength, I'm going to be curious to see what happens here. Jordan Wara, Wesley Matthews is another one of those guys, Boogie Cousins, as we talked about at the beginning of the show. But tonight, for stretches, felt like the Jordan Wara show. Tuned into Bucks Talk here. I'm Justin Garcia. We're presented by Gruber Lofts. And all night long, we are counting it down to revealing the Twine Person of the Year. You heard candidate number one, Giannis Antetokounmpo, with another tremendous season last year, leading the Bucks to an NBA championship. Another player that was vital in the Bucks getting to that level. Yet another candidate. Time to hear from them.
When I was looking to leave Houston, with the options I had, Milwaukee was right at the top. I thought I fit a long time ago. You know, just watching, you know, when you watch other teams, you see other teams you think you can play for. It looked just like it was, you know, kind of picture made for me. So once we all got together, I think we all just kind of looked at each other like, we got it. Like, this is it. This is our shot. And we just kind of built on it throughout the rest of the season. And, you know, I've been building on it since.
To the corner, Tucker, a three. PJ for 3J! his first three of the game.
Hey, BJ, this is Bobby from 101underdog.com. How does it feel to be NBA champion?
Oh, man. My dogs, we dogs, man. I told people, we had a lot of dudes that people counted out that don't believe, didn't believe in, didn't think they could play, didn't think they were supposed to be here.
This is something you dream about as a kid. I know for me, like every year, watching the finals is so special. So to finally be able to get a chance to do it, it's amazing, especially to come back here in Phoenix and do it too.
To the corner, Tucker takes a three, got it! 3J for PJ from the left corner.
Somebody asked me the other day, it was like, and was it 10 or 11 when I was in Germany, like, what would I tell myself now? Like, it's really happening. Like, it really happened. 15 years, so, yeah, it's hard. Let's go. Yeah, I don't, that's a lot. Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Man, we got dogs. Like, they just say, like, we... I got here like we already got dogs. They just don't know how to be dogs, and we gonna be dogs. Our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
PJ Tucker, a finalist for the 2021 Twine Person of the Year. Now, why would PJ Tucker make the final cut is a question that has been brought up a couple of different times, Greg. I mean, look, we have all complained about Chris Middleton not getting the respect that he deserves and not being recognized on the tier of players that he is. So why would we say PJ Tucker before we bring up the name of Chris Middleton? And yes, I suppose you could say the voting committee here is guilty of doing the same thing we've criticized most of NBA media of doing. But PJ Tucker was what put it over the top for the Bucks. They don't win an NBA championship with PJ Tucker. Is that to say he was the most important member of the team? No. But the role that P.J. Tucker played in that series against the Brooklyn Nets to constantly make Kevin Durant work, they had nobody else on the roster that could have filled that role. He did similar things in the series against the Phoenix Suns. But P.J. Tucker brought with him some of that playoff experience in all of those hard-fought matchups the Rockets had with the Golden State Warriors year after year. A disappointing exit from the bubble against the Los Angeles Lakers, ready to go up against LeBron James and Anthony Davis and face the eventual NBA champion. Did the same thing in Houston when they would lose to the Rockets or lose to the Warriors. PJ Tucker brought with him that experience. He was one of those players when you talk about 82 versus 16, who is a regular season guy, who is a guy you can lean on in different aspects in the postseason. PJ Tucker is a 16 guy. And all of that is what helped put the Bucks over the top and ultimately win an NBA championship last season. So Giannis and PJ Tucker, the first two revealed for the Twine Person of the Year, 2021. As for tonight, the Bucks beat the Houston Rockets, speaking of PJ Tucker, 126-106. An emotional night for Wesley Matthews. You may not have heard the interview he gave immediately following the game with Dave Kane and Ben Brust. We'll explain everything behind what made this night emotional from Wesley. We'll let him do that himself. We'll play you that interview and reveal the third of four finalists for the Twine 2021 Person of the Year. That comes your way after this on Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
You're listening to Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
And splashing through a three as he points at Boogie Cousins, and they've got big smiles going the other way, pointing at one another. That was great team ball.
All right, that's one of the aspects of Boogie Cousins' game we were talking about. Boogie Cousins, number one, we're seeing a very, very interesting chemistry develop between Boogie Cousins and Drew Holiday, and that's no surprise. They were teammates in Boogie's short-lived stint in New Orleans, but especially going back to that Boston game last week, there was a nice two-man game chemistry developing between that duo. So just to see more Boogie Cousins playing alongside Giannis and Drew and Chris, and as that complimentary guy that's facilitating and doing some of those things that DeMarcus is still able to do, that is one of the things we said just moments ago is what's fascinating about this team is seeing they still haven't been anywhere near 100%. There's still a lot of runway here for this team to take off. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line to get in touch with us tonight on Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices. And as we have done all night long, we will reveal who has been named the 2021 Twine Person of the Year. Later on the program, we know the finalists, two of them, Giannis and PJ Tucker. It's time to meet finalist number three.
It's a celebration. Get ready for the holiday.
As a kid, you only dream of this moment. So to be able to actually do it and to see the confetti and do it with my brothers, man, there's nothing like it.
To the corner, Holiday takes the three. Bingo at the buzzer.
Holiday was brilliant in games five, one of the best games of his life.
Holiday wants his shot. Little Euro step in the lane, kisses it in off the window. Drew Holiday again to the rescue. It's tied it at 103. 30 seconds to go.
I guess I don't really even care what people think about my game. I think it's about the team.
Holiday, a three-point shot. Bingo. On cue, Drew Holiday.
It felt good to be wanted. It felt good to feel like you were needed. So they relied on me. They put some pressure on me. But I think coming from my team and them believing in me means everything.
Middleton feeds to the corner. Holiday, a deep corner three. And he splashes it through to put the Bucks back ahead by five. Holiday will back up, take a three-pointer, good! Bango! Drew Holiday! 104-101 Bucks. He's had a bad shooting night, but he just gave the Bucks a three-point lead.
I'm good with assisting, I'm good with supporting, and I'm good with being good in my role.
A steal by Holiday! He took it away. Step back three-pointer, bango! Holiday! How about that play?
In the lane,
Holiday rips it away! 16 seconds to go to Giannis. Slam it! How about that?
Here's Holiday circling around. Nice bounce pass to Giannis, and he will deliver the exclamation point with that two-hand slam.
I mean, it was worth it. All of it. Having a newborn, moving him at 4 weeks, coming to Milwaukee, moving my family, like you said, being there for 7 years, and then coming here and, again, just applying pressure. Coming into a situation where they were established and they had high expectations. Going through COVID, having COVID, getting the vaccine, having this Delta variant, like so much stuff has tried to stop us, but we're on top. So it was all worth it.
Drew Holiday, the third finalist for the Twine Person of the Year. And that last comment, all of this was worth it for Drew Holiday to deal with being traded in the offseason, uprooting his family's young children and going from New Orleans to Milwaukee, dealing with COVID himself in February, where Drew was out 3 weeks and away from the team. You heard him mention dealing with the Delta variant in the second half of the season and just around the playoffs in the finals. Who would have thought we'd be talking about an Omicron variant as well? But Drew Holiday, the impact, and we talked about PJ Tucker being a guy that put this team over the top. Drew Holiday was as good as advertised, and Drew Holiday proved all the naysayers wrong. If you wondered how much better is Drew Holiday at basketball, how much better of a fit is Drew Holiday than Eric Bledsoe or than this player? We saw very early into Drew Holiday's tenure, so he was another guy. All of the pieces fell into place for the Bucks last season, and proof of that is we have at least four deserving candidates for the Twine Person of the Year. Drew Holiday, the third. We will check in with the fourth momentarily. But to just shift gears here and go from the celebration to a celebration of other sorts and a celebration of life for Wesley Matthews, who we mentioned, it was an emotional day for Wesley Matthews out there on the court today. You may not have seen it, but Wesley Matthews did an interview with Zora Stevenson at halftime where it was revealed. We didn't know any of this going into the game, but it was revealed in that interview with Zora at halftime that Wesley Matthews had to say goodbye to his grandmother earlier today, who passed away before the game, and somebody that Wesley Matthews was very, very close with in his family, one of the more important people in his upbringing. And family has been big with Wesley, that he's a Madison native, and he's come back home playing for the Bucks his second time around here. You'll see oftentimes Wesley Matthews looking into the crowd where he has his mother and other family members here. So it was a very, very tough day for Wesley Matthews, but a special day where you could see early on in this game, number one, the impact that he was giving you, and then you started to understand the reason why Wesley had that extra gear when he fired the bow and arrow into the heavens, too, in the first half, is when you started to piece together there was something else going on. But a tough day for Wesley Matthews out there on the floor today, still a special day, but just the toughness of today, Wesley Matthews talking about this with the media on just the overall process of the day.
It meant the world to me because my grandma meant the world to me, and what brought her the most joy was watching me play. So there was no doubt I knew what I had to do. And the support of my family, my friends, just leaning on my faith. And these guys in this organization is just incredible. And I didn't know what to expect, what kind of emotions, you know, but if anything, she just wanted me to hustle and work. And that's what I was going to do. Whether I made a shot or didn't make a shot, I was going to leave everything out there because I know what brought her joy. And hoping we did that again tonight with a win. You know, the team played hard. This team plays hard. Credit Houston. It took a lot for us to beat them in Houston. So we knew you give a young team like that confidence that they're going to come out with an edge and an energy. And, you know, we mashed it and then some. And with bodies down and guys down, we all stepped up. And it was a big night. So it was a good win. And we got to get ready for another tough opponent tomorrow.
So Wesley Matthews shifting gears a little bit there, talking about how, and you can hear it in his voice, and you could hear it in the post-game interview as well, where we could see as Wesley Matthews was approaching the table where we have the headset and the players will come to put on the headset and do the post-game interview. I mean, we could see Wesley Matthews, even before he put on the headset, wiping away tears, and the first 30 or so seconds of that interview was just an emotional Wes trying to gather himself. You could hear that early on in that first cut as well of just how tough a day this was for him and for anybody, for that matter, who's been through something like this, to not only lose somebody as close as a grandmother or somebody that was really like a second mother to Wesley Matthews, but then have to carry on. And in the case of Wesley Matthews, go ahead as if it's business as usual and play in a basketball game in a spot where your grandmother, as you heard Wesley say, took so much pride in watching the player you had become. Watching him play basketball was one of the things that brought her the most joy, and now you have to go back out there knowing that your grandmother had passed on. So a very tough day for Wesley Matthews. Who, final thoughts from him, just sharing his thoughts on his grandmother and how much she was instrumental in making him the person he is now.
She gave me the strength. You know, she was more than just a grandmother to me. She was really a mother to me, you know. Anybody from Milwaukee, you know, I mean, I got family here everywhere. She used to live right off of 3rd Street and Reservoir, which is nothing but 3 minutes from here. I used to come here come to her place when I was in college and I was struggling and just I know she's there and for my family to support me. And that's, we're just leaning on each other during this time right now. And again, this Bucks organization and just this community as a whole, and just gives me the strength to do what it is that I have to do. And these guys in this locker room and coaching staff and front office, you know, all of their support, it means a lot. And she would tell me, you got to go to work. So that's what we came to do.
I guess along those lines, was there much thought for yourself and just your family of whether you would play tonight?
I think initially when my mom called and I got the news of everything, obviously I was in quarantine and just couldn't be there for my family. I couldn't be around anybody. And because even though the first thing I wanted to do was rush over and run into the hospital, I know I could just hear my grandma's voice being like, boy, you can't be reckless, because, you know, what if that was her? What if that was someone else doing that? And that's just how she was. So as much as it hurt, you know, I just kept thinking about what she would have me do, what she would tell me to do. And there was a moment where I was just like, you know, when I wasn't playing it, I really fought to get back into this league, because I wanted two things to happen. I wanted my daughter to see me play again, and I wanted my grandma to see me play again. And so when we knew that she was going to go, you know, it was tough. And there still just wasn't a point where I couldn't let it go, because I love the game and I still have plenty of juice in the tank. And that's what she would have wanted me to do. And if I would have stopped when we met again, she probably would have whooped my ass for stopping. So there was a brief pause, but then, you know, I could feel her slap me on the back of my neck. We got to keep doing this.
Wesley Matthews on a very, very tough day for him. And it's performances like these where you obviously want these to come under different circumstances, but it often leads to, when you have to go through something like this emotionally, we see it often leads to performances like these. And I think the biggest example of that was Brett Favre playing just days after his father had passed away back in 2003. I'm not comparing the two, but Wesley Matthews, I mean, this was the first time he scored this many points since game 5 of last season when he was with the Lakers. It was his first time scoring in double figures this year in his short stint back here with the Bucks, and it was certainly the best performance we had seen from Wesley Matthews thus far, with 16 points scored. And he was as instrumental as anyone in the Bucks putting away the Houston Rockets because of the way he played in that second quarter, where Wesley Matthews, Drew Holiday, and Chris Middleton combined to score 30 of the Bucks. 38 points in that quarter. And it's hard not to get emotional when you hear Wesley Matthews talking about his grandmother and his family and just everything that he was going through today. And I think it's certainly something that all of us have experienced or can relate to at some point in our lives. And certainly our hearts and our prayers go out to Wesley Matthews on a tough day, especially leading into the holidays. But Wesley Matthews on the court, tremendous tonight. And Wesley Matthews, tremendous as well as a man for some of those things he told us about the man that his grandmother was instrumental in raising, and unfortunately losing her earlier today. And Wesley Matthews, in an emotional day, puts up one of the best games we have seen from him as the Bucks beat the Rockets 126-106. We will try to shift gears and close the show out on a more lighthearted note, as we will reveal the fourth candidate for the Twine Person of the Year and tell you the voting results. Who wins the 2021 Twine Person of the Year? More after this. It's Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Quick touch pass over into the corner. It's Hood driving baseline. Now back out top, Holiday to Nwora. Nwora with a head fake. Sends his man to the ground, steps up, and splashes the three. Ooh, baby, that was nice.
And he sent him sliding like he was going into home base. Holy cow.
He put him on skates.
There it is again. We told you you would.
Should I play it again?
We told you. You would hear it one more time. Should you play it again?
Nah.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad that Jordan Wara did not make that play a couple of weeks ago, because maybe then he would be a finalist for the Twine 2021 Person of the Year. But without further ado, the fourth and final finalist for the award.
If I could have the keys to the city like Bobby, man, I'd be even better, huh?
Okay, Bobby, the
Bobby, 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 Bobby.
Sometimes money isn't everything, you know, and it's about, you know, happiness. I found happiness here. When I first got here, I felt welcome. I felt loved. The guys made me at home. The coaches made me comfortable. It was, you know, nice plays, easy system for me to fit in. I get to be myself every day, just be energetic. I just thought it was a match made in heaven.
Portis, great looking a three. Bango! Bobby! Bucks making a 5-point game.
I found peace again. I found peace in my life. And coming here, man, was the best thing that ever happened to me, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I've learned how to win again. And I haven't won in a long time, but it sure feels good now. It feels like home to me, and I would love for it to be home. You know, I know Sidney Moncrief from here. Fun fact, me and Sidney went to the same high school. He's from Little Rock, Arkansas. I went to the same high school and went to the same college. And I'm a Buck now. That's pretty cool. Coming into a situation, you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. But the sacrifice, the adjustment, you know, life is all about adjustments. When you, you know, make a decision to do things, you have to, you know, really sacrifice in that role. With me coming here, you know, it's been great. Having, you know, great teammates like Giannis, Chris, and Drew, and all the guys, man, that really just believe in you and embrace you. Having great coaches that really put you in position to succeed. It didn't happen to best fans in the world, man. We had 80, 90 to 100,000 people, man. That's unheard of to have that many people here supporting, knowing that it's been a long time since the Bucks have been in this position. And, you know, they never wavered. They came and supported us, you know, and it's just a great feeling, man, to be called a champ. I love the whole Bobby chant, man. The Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Like, I wouldn't trade that for the world. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. The population of my town isn't that big. It's a blessing to be in this position to inspire kids from where I'm from to one day be me. But my journey has brought me to, what's up, baby? Me. See, that's crazy. But my journey has brought me to Milwaukee, and I went trader for the world. Learn how to play defense. Guys really question my defense, but I don't really think you can really question that no more. At all.
Bobby Portis, the fourth and final candidate for the 2021 Twine Person of the Year. And I have in my hands, Greg, the results and the winner of the award. I have to admit, I'm not surprised who won the award. I am a little surprised at how decisive the margin was, especially given the last montage we just heard, a man that has captured the hearts of the city of Milwaukee. Bobby Portis embracing his role as the people's champion. But our 2021 Twine Person of the Year goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who pulled in 72% of the vote. Bobby Portis with 20%. And Drew Holiday and P.J. Tucker splitting 4% each. But Giannis running away with this. No surprise that Giannis won, but the fact that Bobby Portis only got 20% of the vote, I got to be honest, I'm a little surprised and I'm a little disappointed for Bobby.
Next year.
Next
I mean,
year.
He's already,
there's always next
he's
year.
He's leading the running this year. You have to argue, right?
Well, I mean, look, this year, if we put out the early read on it, Bobby Portis would be up there. I think Pat Connaughton would be pretty high up there. It's, you know, if we did a poll today, it's pretty tough not to poll for Wesley Matthews.
Definitely.
Jordan Wara might be a dark horse in there as well. So there's a lot of men that could take home the 2021 Twine Person of the Year for the Bucks this season. For the 2022 poll, I should say. But the 2021 award goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading the Bucks to their second championship in franchise history, their first in 50 years, breaking that spell. On tomorrow's show, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but in light of the holiday season, the Drew Holiday season.
Nice.
We have some gifts that we're going to give out on tomorrow's show. Also, there's been quite a few moves made in the last couple of days here. And a lot of them, I don't know if you've noticed this, Greg, are members of the Wisconsin Herd or former members of the Milwaukee Bucks. So it may be a little know your 10-day hardship contract exemption signee. Did he play for the Milwaukee Bucks or the Wisconsin Herd within the last couple of years? So we will do that and recap the Mavs and the Bucks, the final tune-up before the Christmas Day showdown with the Boston Celtics. And I suppose we should get this out of the way as well. As of right now, that game on Christmas Day is scheduled to tip off at 1:30. But as we've learned in the last couple of days, with health and safety protocols entrance continuing to spike, Luka Doncic was just placed there earlier today. Trae Young was just placed there. These are both guys whose teams play on Christmas Day. It's expected Giannis will still be in protocols on Christmas Day. And Bobby Portis there, the top two finalists for the Twine 2021 Person of the Year. So with that, the league did send out a memo earlier in this week saying, FYI, those tip times in your schedule for Christmas Day, just know they may change, and we reserve the right to change them as late as Friday, Christmas Eve, citing the three tip times of 1:30, 4, and 7 o'clock as the priority ones there. So right now the Bucks are scheduled to tip at 1:30. That could change, so we may not know until Friday if the Bucks will be playing in the 11 o'clock window or if they'll be pushed back a little bit later in the day, depending on health and safety protocols for the rest of the team. So we got plenty of time to break that down on tomorrow's show. Again, off those comments from Wesley Matthews, our thoughts and prayers with the Matthews family right now. A tough time for Wesley Matthews, but he turned in an incredible performance today to help lead the Bucks to victory over the Houston Rockets. My thanks to all of you for hanging out for the last hour. We welcome you to join us again tomorrow when we're going to give out our Christmas gifts, recap the Bucks and the Mavs, and preview the Bucks and the Boston Celtics. And my thanks to Greg Hill, as always, for producing the program. You've been listening to Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
Gruber Law.